Hello, and welcome to Spellbound. What brings such a pretty girl into my shop so late on a blustery autumn afternoon? Is there something special you're looking for? Scented candles? Pewter goblets? I carry a lovely selection of New Age books over there beside the dream catchers. All your witchy needs under one roof. Except black cats. For that, you'll have to try the rescue shelter 2 blocks over. How long have you been practicing? You're not a witch. Truth be told, very few of my customers are. This shop caters more to the ledger domain of lifestyle. Ledger domain? It means... Never mind. How can I help you? Oh, a skeptical one. So proper. Perhaps even disapproving. But still standing here in my shop. Let me guess. Someone recommended me, and that person was either more convincing than you thought, or you're more desperate than you know. So let me answer a few of those questions you'd feel silly asking. Yes, I'm a real witch. A lifelong practitioner of the craft. Oh, don't let my gorgeous young body fool you, dear. I've been at this a long, long time. And occasionally, under the right circumstances, and for the right price, I help people with their needs. Do you need something? My silly little shop? A bit of misdirection. No one expects to find a real witch among all these pendants and pan flute CDs. That is, no one who wasn't recommended to me. And I do a brisk business around Halloween and Valentine's Day. A girl's gotta eat. But you're stalling. Why are you here, an ever so modern young lady like yourself? What do you want? Go on. Say it. A love potion. Was that so hard a confession to make? It was, wasn't it? You poor, proper thing. Unfortunately, I don't make love potions anymore. In an age of date rape drugs, they've lost their innocence. That isn't to say I can't help you. What's the potion for? Someone to keep or someone to capture? Capture? That's always more fun. You don't need a love potion. You need a snare. Siren's blood would work. Rub a little on your lips and kiss him. Or a pinch of dried mire mud in his shoes. It is a boy, isn't it? Some grand, handsome, oblivious young man with an easy smile and flashing eyes. Someone you love... Or at least desperately want to fuck. You're pretty when you blush. In fact, you're too pretty to even need my wares. If you'd trust yourself more, you'd be able to catch boys like a spider catches... That's it. I know exactly what you need. Where did I put that box? Here it is. Open it. Take them out. Yes, stockings. Spun from cobwebs and spider silk. Dyed with darkness and moonlight. Soft as a vampire's kiss. If you hold them up to the light, you can see the subtle design of interlocking webs. They do feel wonderful, don't they? That's the power of darkness. The tingle of what's forbidden. Imagine wearing them, and feeling that tingle tight around your feet, your legs, all the way up to your pretty thighs. Have your boy touch them while you wear them, and he'll become rapt and enraptured with you. Spun up in your smiles, set ablaze by the sweet venom of your desire. Now, there are rules. Magic always has rules. Random, silly rules to counterbalance the precise, serious way that reality is altered. The boy must touch the stockings of his own volition, and you must never wear them after midnight. Obey those two rules, and the boy will be yours. Disobey, and, well, you won't disobey, will you? No. To the price. Oh no, keep your money. For something like this, the payment must be as unique as the product. I want something personal. Powerful. How long have you been pining for this boy? Weeks? Months? You're hardly the casual type. I bet you disapprove of more than just magic. So you haven't fucked in some time. In fact, I'd wager you have a difficult time even saying the word fuck. Still, you're a modern woman, aware of your needs, if maybe a little uncomfortable with the depth of them, yes. I bet you masturbate fiercely, but not frequently. Denial is your aphrodisiac. Ah, there's that blush again. You really are very pretty. Perhaps I should be wearing those stockings. If I did, would you touch my knee? Stroke my thigh? Cradle my foot with your palm? But we were discussing price. When you masturbate, what hand do you use? Show me what finger you favor. I'm just going to lick the tip, like this. Ah, yes. That's what I want. A taste. A memory. I want the memory of the last time you finger-fucked yourself. I want to remember your hand between my legs. Your finger on my clit and buried in my cunt. That's my price. It won't hurt. You won't even notice it's gone. Memories are like the morning dew, bright baubles that evaporate with time. Have we a deal? Then look into my eyes and kiss me. Ah, lovely. Payment in full. Good luck with your little trap. It seems a great deal of trouble for a simple fuck. But then, I've never seen the boy. Remember, he must touch the stockings of his own volition, and you must never wear them after midnight. Goodbye, little spider. Happy hunting. What a fascinating creature. So much desire denied. I'm going to close up early and decant that memory. I'll just lock up and turn out the lights. Slip back here into my parlor. All right, pretty girl. Show me what you do when your need for this boy eclipses your need to be proper. I can remember your hands on my tits. Squeezing, rubbing, thumbing my nipples. They get so hard. They always get so hard. And you're so eager. So rough, yes, yes, and down, sliding down, under my skirt, into my panties. You've no control. You wait so long, until you can't stand it. We're so wet. We've been wet for days, aching. Throbbing, my clit, rub my clit, rub my clit, rub my clit. Oh, little half moons. Oh, huh. Maybe there is some witchcraft in you. Oh, yes. Yes, oh, that favorite finger. Oh, push it inside, inside. Deep, deep. Two fingers. Oh, three. You nasty girl, let me fuck your hand. Oh, you know how to please me, don't you, girl? Oh, Lord and Lady, we're going to come. We're going to come. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, you delicious girl. Let me taste us. All raw and golden, spliced with self-reproach. I hope you're better at following instructions than you are at listening to your own needs. Magic is a greedy mistress. Unlike you, little spider, she refuses to be denied. Now, let's have fun with that memory again. Those little half moons on my clit. Oh, yes. Divine.